Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for our final segment of a very special edition on immigration, particularly the president's apparent determination to confer upon all number of illegal aliens a blanket amnesty that would be, according to our guest, Rosemary Jenks, permanent as a practical matter. Rosemary is, of course, the director of government relations at a highly esteemed and very valuable organization, Numbers USA. She has been working in the field of immigration studies for decades and is really one of the go-to people on this subject, certainly in Washington and I would argue across the country. Rosemary, let's talk, having laid the predicate in terms of what the ground truth is, in terms of what President Obama has in mind, in terms of how Republicans are thinking about this, Republicans in the leadership, Republicans in the rank and file. Just to sort of wrap things up, let's talk about the implications of what Barack Obama is poised to do, or that might happen were he not to do it, but it were to be legislatively adopted, such an amnesty. Maybe starting with employment. You've touched on this before, but what, as a practical matter, do you think the implications of having maybe 5 million illegal aliens suddenly given legal work permit status on the employment prospects for many, many other Americans?
Well, there's no question that when you flood the labor market, wages go down, fewer unemployed Americans will be able to compete for those jobs because they can't survive on the lower wages. And we've seen wages in this country stagnate. I think they're at the same level now that they were in 2000. All across the economic ladder, wages are stagnant. So the employment prospects are a major issue, and especially when we're still in this tepid recovery from the recession. But you have to go back even a little bit further, Frank, because if Obama gives amnesty to, say, 5 million, the clear and unequivocal result of that will be a massive new inflow of illegal aliens, which will further depress wages and increase Americans' competition for jobs.
But Rosemary, talk if you would quickly about the seeming disconnect here, because we're hearing from a lot of Democrats, most especially, that they're intent on having the minimum wage raised. If all of these people are suddenly made legal, they will have to be paid the minimum wage, will they not? What effect do you think it will have?
Well, I think and I'm not an expert on this, on the minimum wage question, but I do think that if the minimum wage is legislatively increased across the nation, then we will see employers actually cutting lower-level jobs. So that means more Americans unemployed. It probably means more illegal aliens employed on the black market or paid cash under the table. But it certainly is going to harm lower-income Americans the most.
These new, newly minted American workers, formerly illegal aliens, if the president has his way, would presumably be on the dole a lot with a lot of other Americans if they can't get employment either. Let me ask you this, Rosemary, another piece of this, and especially if you're right, and I'm sure you are, this magnet effect will operate. If our borders have not been secured and this kind of amnesty is granted, what would you say are the implications for our security as God knows who comes across that border in the future?
Well, there's no question that our national security is massively at risk right now. This president has zero intent of securing our border. So for the next 2 years at a minimum, we will have an open border. And anyone who wants to do us harm in the world knows that that border is open and that person can come here and do whatever harm he desires.
And what do you think it means that the president has apparently, among other initiatives, got in mind having the military accept people who have come here illegally among their recruits?
I think this president, not only is he intent on transforming America, he is intent on decimating our military in every way possible. In attacking its morale, in attacking its integrity, it is just unbelievably dangerous to put illegal aliens inside the gates with our troops. You know, it is unconscionable the things this president is doing to our military.
Well, I really think of it as a wrecking operation, and this fits the profile for sure. How about sovereignty, Rosemary Jenks? What would you say are the implications of these kinds of actions for the nation's ability, among other things? I guess one of the most fundamental pieces of sovereignty is, of course, the ability to control its borders. But are there implications as well for how we are able to conduct ourselves as a nation if we engage in this kind of behavior?
Well, Frank, I think we need to recognize that our current president does not intend for us to be a sovereign nation. He intends for us to be a citizen of the world. So I think sovereignty is not something that he puts any value on at all. And we need to recognize that the things that he is doing take away our sovereignty. And, you know, that's not something that you easily regain.
Turning to yet another topic, and you alluded to this earlier, Rosemary, there is evidence, despite what we're endlessly told, that there's no such thing as electoral fraud in this country, that illegal aliens have been voting, even though they do not have the right. I mean, they're not only not here legally, they don't have the right as non-citizens to vote. How serious a problem do you think this has been so far? And if the president has his way, what might be the further repercussions in that area?
Well, I think it's a much more serious problem than most people think. I mean, we have organizations like the National Council of La Raza that actually encourage so-called Hispanics, regardless of their legal status, to go out and vote. They are actively recruiting illegal aliens. And the Democratic Party, let's face it, has been caught on video and in other ways actively recruiting illegal aliens, telling them it's okay to vote, even though it's a felony.
James O'Keefe among them, having done a fairly nice job of that in the immediate run-up to the election, with campaign managers, among others, of some of these Democratic candidates. It was really proof positive of what you're talking about.
And remember that what you need under voter ID laws, what you need to vote is a driver's license. So all of the folks Obama is giving legal status to are going to have a driver's license and be able to vote.
And I guess there is some reason to believe that what the young woman who was the bait, if you will, in James O'Keefe's videos, who claimed to have gotten a voting registration card when she got her driver's license, that kind of thing is happening on a broader scale.
Yes, absolutely. There's no question.
Let's turn finally, Rosemary Jenks, to what the implications might be, given what you've just said about voting and the propensity of many of these to be sort of big government-type voters when they get the opportunity, for the Republican Party. If the Republicans were to allow this kind of amnesty to be adopted, either by presidential illegal, unconstitutional fiat or through the legislative process, what do you think might be their fate as a party?
Well, they will have no future as a party. They will, if Republicans actually pass legislatively the kind of bill that the Senate passed in 2013, they will be signing their own death warrant. There is absolutely no question, because 3/4 of newly naturalized immigrants will vote Democrat.
And that would be the end of the two-party system, or at least for the time being, there would be a need for some new party to rise from its ashes. But the demographics will be heavily stacked against it, I'm afraid. For all these reasons, Rosemary Jenks at Numbers USA, we cannot thank you enough for your leadership in clarifying what's at stake for all of us and your advocacy on behalf of our country and its laws is really appreciated. I hope you'll keep coming back to us with updates on all of these important stories, but thank you for taking the time for this special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. We'll talk with you again soon. We'll talk, I hope, with the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.